evening. I don't know, wait, wait for the phone. I'll be there in a second.
Okay. To be truthful, I didn't understand a word you said. But I understand you, right?
I was far from the phone. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay.
Unless somebody else came on, you're the only one.
Okay. It's a good one, and it matches Rabbi Gordon. Teachings for this week, which is our
I'm not understanding a word you're saying.
Oh, goodness. Well,
you said something about a Rabbi Gordon.
Well, let me tell you what it was. Last week, Brian came to bring me some of his honey that he produces from his hive and some of his eggs because he has chickens. And we had a nice visit. And he told me about an app from Chabad to download. And so what it is, it's a rabbi who's passed away, but Chabad has his teachings synchronized to the Torah portions. And he just does a few verses for the day. And it's exactly on the Torah portion. So it's going to go right with the Ari's commentary tonight. So I think for Brian, that was a perfect time to get started with the classes.
You want to send me the link?
Awake? I'm not sure what you said.
I said, do you want to send me the link tomorrow? You don't have to do it tonight.
Okay, yeah. I did edit tonight before I sent it to Brian, so.
So they send the link in an email, or you have to go to a specific website?
I think he went to the WhatsApp. He did it. He just took my phone and he said, this is what Don and I are listening to right now. And so he just had, you know, he took my phone and he downloaded it to the phone. So I'm sure it's just go to the app store and look for Rabbi Gordon. And if not, I'm sure he can tell you if I see that's not what it is.
I understand. Doesn't look like Malco's going to come.
I would think so.
Yeah, she usually likes this class, so she likes every class. There she is.
I think we have a few. We were waiting for you. And I think soon we're going to have more. I've been talking to a lot of people, and so I think we're going to see some more, at least by the summer.
That's right, Trisha. Please join me in saying the Anabakoa. Anabakoa, Gedulat Shemincha, Tatir, Terura, Alephet Gimel Yotat Sadi, Kabel Rinat, Amchasadvenu Taharenu No Ra Kufri Shayan Sintet, excuse me, Sintet Nun Nagibor Dorshe Yehudcha Kivavat Shamrem Nun Gimel Dalet Yud Kaf Shin Barhen Tacharem Rachame Sitkatcha Bamid Gamlem Betedresh Saditav Gimel Hasin Kadosh Berov Tuvcha Nael Adata Et Kufbet Et Donayan Yachid Geyeh Lamcha Pene Zofre Kiddushata Yud Gimelamet Tezayin Kuf Shavatenu Kabel Ushma Tziakatenu Yodea Talumo Shintufav Sariyuta. We brought the energy of creation into our space. We will now separate the right column energy from the left column energy of this creation, utilizing the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yohei Wahei, Adonai Yohei Wahei, El Rachum Lechanun, Erech Apayim, Virav Chesed Ve'emet, Notze Chesed La'alafim, Nosea Wom Wafesha, V'chata'a V'nakeh, We're now going to connect to the energy of certainty through a verse in the Sulam commentary on the Zohar. It is from Parashat Yitro, Pasuk 29, and we'll start with L'Shem Yehud. L'Shem Yehud Kudsha Barichu Ish Pinte Bidhilu Erchimud Hilu Hilu Erchimu L'Yachta L'Shem Yud He Bavav He Yehuda Shalim B'Shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah Lasot Torah Mitzvah Vayehi Noam Adonai Eloheinu Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Kananeh Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Kananehu. Rabbi Abba Amar Beka Matar Tane Nan Dekucha Barichu Koma De'aved Le'ela Witata Kolaihu Kishot Biovada Dikshot Beleid Lach Mila Bialma Divae Barnash Bedach Yaleya Bineha Ulan Haga Beyakalana Tehakuhu Obada Dikshot inun wikola itzterit bi alma. The energy of the year 5774 is peace in the Middle East. There is only one verse from the Tanakh that we study that connects to this energy. It's 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Usamti makom leami liYisrael untati vishakan takal willow yergaz on willow yosipu bnei avla laanoto ba'asher barishona. We'll now connect to the 72 names of God, utilizing a tool of saying each letter out loud with its root vowel in sequence. Wahe wayo layo sayote ala me. Mehe shi la la he. Aka aka he ta. He zayo ala da la awa he he ya. Yo za la me be he. He re yo he to me. La awa ka la yo. La wa wa he he la. Nu la ha. Yo 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 me la he 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 wa. Nu ta he he a a yo re ta shi a he. Re yo yo a wa me la ka be wa shi re. Yo he wa la he he ka wa ko me nu da. Anu yo he a me re he a yo yo za. He 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 me yo ha wa wa la yo la he. Sa a la a re yo a shi la me yo he. Wa he wa da nu yo he he shi a me me. Nu nu a nu yo ta me be he he wa yo. Nu me me yo yo la he re he me sa re. Wa me be yo he he anu wa fe me he yo. Nu me de be me nu ko a yo a he be wa. Re a he yo be me he yo yo me wa me. The 72 names from that were revealed by the Tzaddikim utilizing the same tool. Wa 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 yo 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 sa be te a a me. Me be shi la yo he anu a ka me ta. He he yo anu da la he be wa me he me a. Yo ta la me re he he yo yo he me me. La wa wa ka be yo la yo wa pe nu la. Nu me ha yo he yo me nu he 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 wa. Nu yo he he shi a yo re ta shi a he. Re la yo a wa me va yo be wa he re. Yo yo wa la he he ka a ko me nu da. Anu yo he wa me re he a yo he za. He shi he me kaha wa wa la yo yo he. Sa a la a re yo a la me ta he. He shi he me kaha wa wa la yo yo he. Sa a la a re yo a la me ta he. Wa he wa da la yo he yo shi a la me. Nu he a nu wa ta me la he pe a yo. Nu ko me yo re la he be he me za re. Wa he be yo a he a la wa me za yo. Da he be me ka ko a la a he he wa. Re la he yo yo me la he la yo me he me. The Tzaddikim, who chose to leave this day, the 26th day of Adar, Zedekiah, the last king of Yehuda, he died in captivity in Babel. Rabbi Yosef Shaul ben Aryeh Levush Halevi Nathanson. This is a gentleman who has a lot of names, but he's a very, very special Kabbalist. Rabbi Yeshaya Ashor, Rabbi Moshe Meir Rosenstein of Berdichev, Rabbi Shlomo Eliashiv, Rabbi Moshe Nushklos, Rabbi Chaim Sinun Ani, Rabbi Israel Bergstein, we will now connect to the Kosher Torah Ani meditation. We'll start with Malchut. Yo aheni wa yo hey, yo aheni wa yo hey, yo aheni wa yo hey, Yesod, you ahuni wu yohu, you ahuni wu yohu, you ahuni wu yohu, Hod, you ahuni wu yohu, you ahuni wu yohu. You are Huni Wu Yohu. You are Huni Wu Yohu. Netzah. Ye Ahini Wi Yohi. Ye Ahini Wi Yohi. Ye Ahini Wi Yohi. Tiferet. Yo Ahuni Wu Yohu. Yo Ahuni Wu Yohu. Yo Ahuni Wu Yohu. Gibura. Yeah, me we yo. Yeah, me we yo. Yeah, me we yo. Tessit. Yeah, henny way yo head. Yeah, henny way yo head. Yeah, henny way yo head. Bina. Yeah, henny way yo head. Yea, I hate any way, yo, hey. Yea, I hate any way, yo, hey. Hachma. Yea, I honey, why, yo, ha. Yea, I honey, why, yo, ha. Yea, I honey, why, yo, ha. Getter. Yea, I honey, why, yo, ha. Yea, I honey, why, yo, ha. Yea, I honey, why, yo, ha. And we'll now say the two lines of the Shema Yisrael, utilizing the Baruch, second line, the Baruch Shem, to ground all of the energy that we might not have a vessel for. Please close your eyes, cover your eyes. Lean slightly to the left as we say, Shema Yisrael, Adonai, Eloheinu, Adonai, Echad. We will now connect to the Esser Dibrot. We will first say Elishem Yehud, since we've grounded the energy. Elishem Yehud Kutshabari Hu Ishkinte Bichilu Urchimud Hilud Hilu Urchimu Leata Elishem Yud Hei Bavav Hei Yehuda Shemim B'Shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah Lasok Torah Mitzvah Vayino Amadonai Eloheinu Aleinu Maasei Yadeinu Konanei Aleinu Maasei Yadeinu Konaneihu Vadaber Elohim Et Kol HaDivarim Haile Lemur Anochi Hashem Elohecha Asher Hotzei Ticha, Me Eretz Mitzrayim, Mi Beit Avadim, Lo Yihye Lecha, Elohim Acherim, Al Panai Lo Ta'aseh Lecha Esel. We call to Muna Asher B'Shamayim, Mi Ma'al Vaad. Vasher ba'aretz mitachat vasher b'mayim mitachat la'aretz lo tishtachave lachem v'lo tavdem ki anokhi Baruchi Hashem Elohecha Elkana Poked Avon Avot Albanim Al Shileshim We are rebaying Lissonai We Ose Chesed Alafim We Ohavai Ul Shomrei Mitzvotai Lo Tisa Et Shem Hashem Elohecha La'ashav ki lo yenaker Hashem Et asher yisa et shemo la'ashav Zachor et yom ha'shabbat V'kadsho sheshet yamin Tavod v'asita kom la'achtecha V'yom ha'shvi'i shabbat la'ashem Elohecha Lo ta'ase kol melacha, ata ubincha ubitecha, avdecha v'amatcha, uhemtecha v'gercha, asher b'sharecha. Ki sheshet yamin, asa Hashem et hashamayim, Et haaretz, et hayam, v'et kol asher bam, v'yanach, v'yom ha'shvi'i, al kein berach Hashem, et yom ha'shabbat, v'yikadshehu, kabed et avicha, v'et imecha, l'man v'yarikon. Yamecha al ha'adama, asher Hashem Elohecha, notein lach lo tirtzach, lo tinaf lo tignov, lo taneh bereacha, et shaker lo tachmod beit reecha, lo tachmod eshet reecha. V'yavdo v'yamato v'shoro v'chamoro v'kol asher l'reecha. We'll now say the Kaddish, which we use as an elevator to rise to the higher, to the level of our class for tonight. Yitbarach v'yitkadash Yitkadol v'yitkadash Shemei Rabbah And we all say Amen V'yalma divra kirute v'yam Lich malchute v'chayechon v'yomechon v'chayechon 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 Vid barach v'ishtabach, vid ba'ar, vid romam, vid nase, vid hadar, vid halev, vid halal, shemei dekucha, ve'la min kol birkata, v'shirata, tushbechata, v'nechemata, da'amiran b'alma, yeheshlama rabba min shamaya, V'chaim aleinu v'al kol Yisrael v'imru amen. Oseh shalom b'imromav, hu yaseh shalom aleinu v'al kol Yisrael v'imru amen. Tonight's class is Writings of the Ari. You'll find it in row 14 of the Revealed Wisdom Matrix, the second column from the left. When the landing page opens up, scroll down to the parasha of Tazria. And there's only one link under that parasha, which is fixing bad blood. And that's where we will start momentarily. Kabbalah discusses escaping the power of the sevens and entering the realm of eight. Both of those numbers are code numbers, code words. And God spoke to Moses, saying, "Speak to the children of Israel, saying, if a woman conceives and gives birth to a son, she shall be impure for 7 days. She shall be impure as she is in the days of her menstrual period. And on the eighth day, the flesh of his foreskin shall be circumcised." It is recommended that the Arizal's teachings regarding impurity and defilement should be reviewed here. And I am adding, there are three sections in the Gate of Reincarnation, Sharei Gilgulim, that are on the Yeshem website, that are part of the Ari's teachings on impurity and defilement. They are Advanced Reincarnation Class 19, Class 25A and B, and Class 26. In the Sharei Gilgulim, they are sections, Chapter 15, Section 1, Chapter 23, Sections 1 and 2, and there are sections of the Zohar that will be helpful as well. As these sections from any sage are added, I will add a section of classes on this subject in the Yeshem website, L'Ayin Hara. Know that this, a woman's defilement for 7 days after giving birth to a son, was caused by the injection of the snake's poison into Eve. I am adding, this teaching from the Ari can help settle the criticism of the impurity of women and the need for a mikvah before resuming relations after her period. Of course, it is necessary for the people studying the question need to have an open mind and an open heart and be searching for truth. Although the text of the Bible only says that the snake spoke to Eve, it is explained in the oral tradition that the snake actually had intercourse with her. The snake personified evil, selfishness, and self-centered ego, the antithesis of God consciousness. And I am adding, this helps to understand the difference between the snake and Satan. These terms often are used interchangeably in Torah and should not be without a code word definition, which I have not seen as of yet. Of course, every individual has a unique divine soul, which is meant to express itself as his or her distinctive divine personality, with its own unique contribution to the world's understanding of God's presence in the world. This may express itself in many ways, from innovative understandings of the Torah, to artistic creativity, to acts of kindness, to inspiring others to lead holy lives, and so on. This is the person's unique divine ego. Thus, ego per se is not necessarily a bad thing. And I am adding, in this paragraph, we see a hint to the different definition of the word ego in Kabbalah and in psychology or psychiatry. The problem is that this divine ego is too often hidden by the alter ego of the animal soul. This alter ego begins as the consciousness of self that a person must have in order to ensure that he will look out for his own physical needs, but quickly assumes complete control of the person's thoughts, making him selfish and self-oriented. In other words, if a child is not given proper spiritual education, meaning Torah, which trains him to give precedence to his divine soul his animal soul will take over by default. This is so because the animal ego is given initial control of the mind. For an infant, first needs to learn how to take care of itself. And I am adding, in this commentary, the translator, we see hints to why the good inclination waits until the 13th year to begin to communicate its alternatives to the childhood ego. In my opinion, this explains the confusion of the teenage years. This inflated consciousness of self, inflated beyond the basic consciousness of self, required for us to function physically, is defined as evil, inasmuch as it usurps the role intended for the divine soul. Inflated consciousness of self seeks to divert the individual's attention from divine matters. It seeks to divert the individual's attention from divine matters, sometimes with material indulgence, sometimes with substitute forms of spirituality, in order to aggrandize his concern with and focus on himself. This subterfuge can express itself in very refined ways also, such as abstract intellectual or artistic pursuits. In most people, their conscious mind is a blend of mostly animal ego and some deep desires of the divine soul seeking to surface. The more one spiritualizes his deep desires of the divine mind, divine soul seeking to surface. I skipped a line, I'm sorry. The more one spiritualizes his life and through learning Torah and performing mitzvot gives his divine self means for expression, the more his creativity will express true divinity and be able to identify and focus on the divine element in other people's creative output. The animal's subjective, selfish perspective on life was introduced to humanity by the snake, its primordial personification. By sexually injecting its psychological poison into Eve, the snake robbed Adam and Eve of their ability to selflessly see reality. I am adding, these last few paragraphs must be realized as commentary. While I agree with the comments, I find it important to stress that I do not understand why it is interjected to the essay at this point. What is the purpose of this last paragraph? This also explains why Adam was created from the dirt of the place of his atonement, and why this dirt was not taken from the Garden of Eden. For God knew that he would sin, and had he been created from the dirt of the garden, there could never be any atonement for him. God therefore created Adam outside the garden and brought him into it afterwards. I am adding, this teaching is recommended to contemplate, as it begs the question, was the Garden of Eden the land of Israel before the sin of Adam and Chava? According to tradition, Adam was created on what would later be known as the Temple Mount, or Mount Moriah, specifically from the spot where the outer altar of the temple would later stand. Had the primordial sin not occurred, mankind would not have been divided into Jew and Gentile. This fact signifies that man was created with the potential for repentance, the ability to restore his consciousness to its intended divine orientation, such that his true individual divine ego can be revealed. God took Adam out of the garden when the sin he and Eve committed brought out the injection of the snake's poison. This was the intermingling of the 70 Gentile nations with Israel in Eve's womb. Had the primordial sin not occurred, mankind would not have been divided into Jew and Gentile. Adam and his progeny would all have had the status now held only by the Jewish people. Once pure divine consciousness, the original consciousness of Adam and Eve, had become diluted with self-consciousness, it became necessary to separate between the two. This indeed has been the task of mankind ever since its primordial fall, and this process will eventually end in the restoration of reality to its original spiritual state. I am adding, this relates to the teachings from the Zohar and the Ari through the Baal Shem Tov, that all of mankind will eventually become children of Israel. This is why Eve menstruated at that moment, giving birth to Cain, who shed blood, and Abel, whose blood was shed. This is the origin of woman's menstrual blood, as it is written. When a woman gives seed and gives birth to a boy, she shall be impure 7 days, as in the days of her menstrual period shall she be impure. The fact that the Torah compares impurity contracted by birth with impurity contracted by menstruation indicates that the two are thematically connected. Menstruation causes the woman to focus on herself physically and emotionally. This is why marital relations are forbidden during menstruation. The woman is too focused on herself to focus on her husband and or their common soul. Menstruation is spiritually the result of the introduction of self-awareness into humanity. The fact that this is so indicates that menstruation is spiritually the result of the introduction of self-awareness into humanity, which we have seen originated in the snake's injection of his physical, metaphysical seed into Eve. The laws of family purity are the divinely directed way the menstrual experience can be transformed into what is meant to be, an educative process out of self-orientation. I am adding, recently, there was a request for men to realize how they have not yet realized how what is seen as okay behavior from the male perspective may not be seen as okay from a female perspective. This discussion began with the relating of an experience one woman experienced with Joe Biden. The above paragraph intellectualizes an emotional experience of a woman, as only men can do. Without realizing the emotional context of menstruation, this is my opinion, and if I am incorrect, please advise me. Bleeding at birth also began with the primordial sin. Had Adam and Eve not sinned, childbirth would occur without bleeding, and this will be the case in the future. I am adding, the above comment does not address the resolution to the multiple answers to the question of will there be children after Mashiach. Some sages say yes and some say no. It will depend on the extent of the tikkun completion of each soul. And this is the reconciling of the two ideas. Early after Mashiach, there will be children, and then the birth rate will decline until it becomes zero. This is also the reason she becomes impure for 7 days, when she gives birth to a boy, for when she contributes her redness first, the offspring is male. We are taught that when the wife gives her seed first, she will give birth to a male. When the husband gives his seed first, she will give birth to a female. The fact that the woman gave birth to a boy means that when the child was conceived, her femininity took the leading role. Her desire to express divinity in the world produced a male, since males are obligated to fulfill more active mitzvot than are women. With this, we will also understand why of the four foreskins of man, only that of his procreative organ is circumcised. The reason is because these four foreskins allude to the 4 years that a tree's fruit is considered foreskin. The foreskin of the procreative organ is where Adam sinned, so it recalls the injection of the snake's poison and sexual sin, here referred to as keri, a Hebrew word, known as evil. This organ is thus compounded of good and evil. The Torah uses the expression uncircumcised of four human organs: the male procreative organ, the ears, the heart, and the mouth. These organs are referred to as uncircumcised or as possessing a foreskin. When the individual does not use them to be sensitive to others or to Hashem. When a tree is planted, we are forbidden to eat the fruit it produces during its first 3 years. This prohibition is called orla, which is the word for foreskin. Rashi explains that this is so because we are to treat the fruit as if it were blocked off from us by some type of foreskin. The fruit the tree produces during the 4th year is to be taken to Jerusalem and eaten that year within the precincts of the holy city. The sanctification process consists not of eliminating the animal awareness, but refining it. In Kabbalah, it is explained that the tree's fruit during the first 3 years belongs to the three realms of absolute evil, the klipot, that cannot be elevated by human consumption. This is why eating it is prohibited. The fruit of the 4th year comes from the realm of the translucent shell, klipat noga, which includes all things that are neither intrinsically good nor intrinsically evil, but rather assume the status of good or evil depending on how they are used. Whatever comes from this realm is neither forbidden by the Torah, for then it would be evil, nor expressly legislated, for then it would be a mitzvah, but simply permitted. I am adding. This comment above is recommended to contemplate as it relates to the elevation of sparks and the method recommended to utilize for various sparks based on their source. The heart, the ears, and mouth must be guarded scrupulously from any contact with evil, any foreskin on these organs, experience of insensitivity, selfhood, and unrectified ego is bad and must be rejected. With the sexual organ, however, the picture is not so black and white. a certain amount of self-awareness and self-orientation is necessary if marital relations are to occur. True, we are bidden to sanctify our sexuality as much as we can, but in contrast to the other three organs, the sanctification process consists not of eliminating the animal awareness, but of refining it, such that it serves as a window to our divine soul. This is the paradox of marital relations. Each partner is to focus on giving pleasure to the other. But in order for each partner to do this successfully, the other partner must oblige by experiencing his or her own pleasure. Regarding the congealing of semen when it is mixed with the choice parts of the blood of the woman's redness and the leftovers of this process, which becomes the embryo's nourishment, all this is alluded to in the verse, "Behold, I was formed in transgression, and my mother conceived me in sin." Transgression refers to the whiteness from the father, and sin refers to the redness of the mother. Similarly, the verse, "Have you not poured me out like milk and congealed me like cheese?" refers to the same. "My mother conceived me in sin" does not mean that marital relations are sinful, God forbid, but simply that a certain element of self-awareness is necessary for them to be carried out as God desires. We shall now return to the subject of the injection of the snake's poison, and how the intermixing of good and evil is the mixing of the 70 nations. With Israel in Eve's womb, Samach Mem is the celestial king of the 70 celestial princes, which, while Michael presides over the 70 sages of the great assembly, corresponding to the 70 souls of Jacob. The angelic personification of self-orientation is the demon, the negative angel Samach Mem. Michael is the angelic personification of Chesed. The 70 members of Jacob's household express the 70 facets of divinely oriented emotion. The reason there are 70 nations, 70 corresponding descendants of Jacob, and 70 members of the Great Assembly is because these are personifications of the 7 emotional attributes, from Chesed to Malchut, each consisting of 10 Sephirot. The 70 nations express the 70 facets of self-oriented emotion, the emotions of the animal soul, while the 70 members of Jacob's household express the 70 facets of divinely oriented emotion, the emotions of the divine soul. From this you will understand why a boy must be circumcised after 7 days and one night have passed from his birth. This is the mystical meaning of the verse, "The days of our years in them are 70 years, or with strength, 80 years. And in what merit the heavenly court annuls a decree of 70 years for suffering? The 7 days before the circumcision correspond to the 70 years in this verse, the 8th day to the 80 years, as will be explained presently. The 70 years of suffering are to rectify the blemished 7 emotions, and know that for every year there is different celestial prince, and that no celestial prince has permission to pass into the area of another's jurisdiction, This is why we do not take tithes from 1 year's produce for the previous year, but rather take tithes each year from its own produce. This is also why we must repent every year for the sins of that year, for the repentance of 1 year does not help for another year. Time in Judaism is not a monolithic entity. Every moment in time has its own unique nature and personality, a result of the changing hues of divine energy constantly recreating the world. As part of this, every year has its own personality and therefore mitzvot, designated to be performed in a specific year, must be done. So above, this is personality, and therefore mitzvot designated to be created, recreating the world. As part of this, every year has its own personality, and therefore mitzvot designated to be performed in a specific year. And this must be done. Above, this is depicted as the prince or the angelic personality of a specific year, not being able to trespass into another year's space. This is why the heavenly court annuls a decree of 70 years of suffering, for the individual falls under the power of the forces of evil for only 70 years. God therefore has mercy on him and annuls his power. And when a person becomes 80 years old, the forces of evil no longer have power over him, this being the mystical meaning of, or with strength, 80 years, meaning that he has overpowered them for 10 years. Evidently, 70 is the maximum number of years of suffering that can be decreed. This is so because 70 is the full expression of the 7 emotional attributes. By sinning, a person blemishes these attributes. And since there are only 7, 70 is the maximum period of rectification. He needs a year for each sub-sephirah. When a person turns 80, he has outlived his emotions by 10 years, meaning that he has rectified them through the 10 sephirot of his divine soul. The number 7 is therefore thematically associated with the emotions, the realm of the person's personality that can be under the influence of evil. Of course, there is evil intellect also, but the major battle between the animal and divine souls is fought over the individual's emotions, what he will feel, love or fear, empathize with. In contrast, the number 8 signifies triumphing in this struggle. Therefore, Scripture decrees that on the 8th day he shall be circumcised, for he has then escaped the power of the sevens and entered the realm of the eights. Circumcision on the 8th day means that the newborn child of Israel has transcended the power of 7, of nature, of the animal within him, and entered the realm of the transcendent, the supernatural power of holiness. That is the end of our class. Does anyone have any questions? I hope you all have a beautiful week. Shavuot Tov. And much peace, shalom, and serenity in your life. Shabbat shalom. Shalom Gadol.
Shalom. Good night.
Thank you.
Shalom.